Welcome to the Talk to Your Pharmacist podcast. We're dispensing stories of success from across the continuum of care. I'm your host, Hillary Blackburn. Thanks for joining us to learn from leaders throughout the pharmacy industry. Hey, listeners. In this episode, we'll hear from two pharmacy technicians who are solving prescription price concerns. And if you're interested in hearing more about what I'm doing with maternal health, check out www.rxformom.com and reach out if you are a pediatric pharmacist or pharmacist interested in maternal health. I'm looking for others who are also passionate about that and want to help with some content. Or maybe you're also a mom and have questions just like I did. So reach out. Let me know what you think about this project. All right. So today we have a special guest on the Talk to Your Pharmacist podcast. Two guests, actually, Margie Hawker and Miranda Rochelle. Margie is a pharmacy manager and certified pharmacy technician at Kerrville Drug Company and has been at the pharmacy for almost 30 years. She started working there out of high school delivering prescriptions. And when it became a requirement that pharmacy technicians had to be certified, she studied on her own, passed the certification, and is deeply dedicated to Kerrville Drug Company and keeping it, as well as other independent pharmacies, doors open. Now, Miranda is the SVP of Provider Solutions at Prescriptive. She leads the product strategy and sales team for Prescriptive's mobile-first platform that empowers the healthcare consumer with the ability to take ownership of their prescription and provides AI pricing solutions for pharmacies. She's worked in the healthcare and pharmacy industry for 20 years, holding leadership positions at Healthcare Data Solutions and Walgreens, and serving as a board member at the American Society for Automation in Pharmacy. She received her Bachelor's of Science in Healthcare Administration and a Master's degree in Organizational Leadership from Concordia University in Wisconsin. She's also a pharmacy technician by background. So it's really great to have both of you ladies on the podcast today. Excited to learn more about some of the things that you've partnered together with us on. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us. We're excited.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
Well, now that I've shared a little bit about your backgrounds, maybe if you could fill in any other gaps from that intro or share a bit more about your personal life or where you're calling in from in the world.
Yes, sure. I'm Margie. I'm from Kerrville, Texas, and I manage Kerrville Drug Company, and I have for many years. It's a little independent pharmacy here in the Hill Country, and we're dedicated to serving our customers and the community.
And I'm Miranda. I currently live in Tampa, Florida, but I am from Wisconsin. In the early 2000s, I worked at Walgreens for almost a dozen years. The majority of that time was in their Deerfield office, but I also was at a pharmacy store in Cedarburg, Wisconsin, a very small pharmacy. And, you know, one of the very interesting things that I experienced, which I'm sure Margie has experienced a lot, is the fact that patients can come in and they actually can't afford their medications. It happens a lot. So having the opportunity to work at Prescriptive along with all the rest of our really great products it's so great to see the patients benefit from this program as well as the pharmacies.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to learn more. So Margie, maybe we can start with you and, you know, paint the picture for us. You know, most people are going to be familiar with kind of that community pharmacy setting or independent pharmacy setting, whether it's, you know, the general population or I'm sure most of the pharmacists or pharmacy technicians listening in have maybe worked at one. But tell us a little bit more about how big is the town of Kerrville, and, you know, is it family owned? To kind of paint the picture for what the independent pharmacy looks like, and maybe even just some of the services y'all offer and what you do there.
Sure, I'd love to. I love talking about Kerrville Drug. It's my passion. Like you said in my bio, I've been here. I started right out of high school, and just I love what I do. It is a calling, not a job. And when you work at an independent pharmacy, you really get to know your customers in the community. And we're a small town, but we're not tiny. It's about 20,000, and there's also a couple of little towns, you know, kind of connected to us. So we service the hill country, and we take care of a lot of people, and as I've seen a lot of change in healthcare over these almost 30 years that I've been here, and one thing that I see sadly getting more common is just people being able to afford their medications, mm-hmm. and that is something that has always been near and dear to my heart, is making sure people get the medications they need. Mm-hmm. Being that, you know, if someone can afford something, reaching out to the doctor, okay, this is too expensive, can we try something else? Right. To when, you know, when I don't know if y'all remember the days of when they used to pass out the samples, you know, at mm-hmm. the doctor's offices. Well, now they don't do that as much anymore. They have these savings cards. So I would start looking for savings cards for people. And that's where prescriptive health comes in. And it is a discount for these cash paying customers that we can actually help them get a good price for their medications. And it benefits the independent pharmacy as well, you know, and because when you work somewhere, you know, like Kerrville Drug or just, I believe all independents are like this. You just get so invested in your people, in your customers, and you want to see them be successful and conquer any of their health issues that they're dealing with. And I feel like prescriptive health has really helped me bridge that gap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Margie, you know, yes, I think that, that especially in that community setting, and you've got, people that you know coming up to you and, you know, you're like, oh, you're not coming to pick up your prescriptions every month, or they're like, they're taking meds every other day, or just, you kind of start to kind of discern or, some of those things. And it's a real, problem. We've had, you know, prescriptions are getting more and more expensive for various reasons. But how did you identify prescriptive as a solution? And tell us a little bit more about what y'all have been able to work together towards.
Sure. I will say in the beginning, I stumbled across it because mm-hmm. we're a Health Mart pharmacy. We're part of the Health Mart franchise, which I think is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And when these discount cards first started, I wasn't exactly sure what they were. Someone would bring in this card and it looked to me like an insurance card. You know, it's got a BIN number, a PC and a group, all that. You're like, okay. And then you run it through it looks different than the others, you know, and then all of a sudden you get the statement charging you. This was way back when these first started. And I was like, what the heck is this? I mean, to the tune of $10, $15 per prescription, you know, you end up taking a loss. And it did not take me long to figure that this was not good. So what I tried myself was to just give someone a good cash price.
Yeah.
And just be as competitive as possible with the chains and just give them a good cash price. Mm-hmm. So then one day I get this fax from Health Mart Atlas, and it's talking about a discount card for independent pharmacies. And I'm like, this is interesting. And it's, you know, transparent, no hidden fees, you know. So it had a BIN number. I started using it on my people. And I was like, wow, this is not just great savings, but the pricing was competitive, and it was close to, you know, NADAC as far as the ingredient cost. And I'm kind of, you know, getting into probably too much detail here about that, but it just looked good. And so I started using it. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing I know, Scott gives me a call. Scott is great. He's a great person for prescriptive health. And he reached out, he came and visited this pharmacy and explained to me really what prescriptive health was and what they offered. And mm-hmm. we started working together, marketing this card. And I'm telling you, I have papered the town with this card. And I've explained the difference between this card and other discount cards that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of downside to the popular ones. Everyone's heard about all the commercials. We all know them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of downsides to that too. There is no downside to Prescriptive. They are not going to sell your information. They are going to be consistent with their pricing. There's no membership fee. It's just a good price, and it's something that we can offer, and be transparent about our pricing. And we've brought so many customers in the door because of this, and they like the idea of being able to come to an independent pharmacy like ours, where we know their name, and mm-hmm. also get a good price, just like they would at CVS or Walgreens.
Yeah. Okay. Fascinating. So Miranda, switching over to you, you've got a lot of different experiences within the healthcare industry. So tell us, you know, what is Prescriptive? I mean, you can definitely, we want to hear more about this specific solution, but maybe just more broadly, what is Prescriptive Health, and how did you join them? And
Yeah, absolutely. And first off, Margie, thank you for the raving review. I think we really appreciate your business, so thank you very much. Prescriptive is a healthcare technology company. We're focused on changing the U.S. prescription drug market so that patients can afford their prescriptions at the pharmacy counter. We're all about that price transparency. We feel like it's a critical component and a need inside of the market to have more transparency around the cost and price of prescriptions. Mm-hmm. And we offer solutions to independent pharmacies to help maximize their profits and reach and retain new customers. You know, one very interesting statistic out there is that 1 in 4 neighborhoods are actually considered a pharmacy desert. I'm sure you're aware of that, but the fact that we have independent pharmacies that are out there potentially in those pharmacy deserts means that we need to, as a society, support them and ensure that they don't go out of business. There's a lot of independent pharmacies that are unable to handle the overall reimbursement rates and are losing money on every single prescription. So, you know, as our goal of doing price transparency, that is definitely one of our goals, is to help those independent pharmacies.
Yeah.
How I joined Prescriptive, I've, you know, worked in pharmacy for a very long time. And I worked also in e-prescribing for a very long time. And I think that in the early days of e-prescribing, there was a lot of excitement around it, especially around adherence information. Well, if the pharmacy gets the script, then, you know, hopefully that patient will become more adherent to that medication. But we kind of lost that patient engagement with the prescription when the electronic prescribing was introduced. It just sent, you know, you no longer had a piece of paper in your hand to take to the pharmacy. You didn't take it up to Margie at the counter and say, I'm going to drop this off. And Margie adjudicates it right away. And she's able to tell me what my price is and then say, come back in an hour to pick that up. That interaction doesn't exist anymore. So one of the most wonderful things about Prescriptive is that not only are we trying to introduce that price transparency on the pharmacy side, but also for the patient. How can we help that patient be more empowered to be more of a consumer of their prescriptions and of their overall healthcare? So the combination in that focus for Prescriptive, along with continuing to help support the pharmacy business model, is really what brought me here.
Great. So Miranda, maybe you can walk us through how Prescriptive is able to do some of that transparent pricing at the pharmacy level. And then maybe we could talk a little bit more about how we're able to empower the consumers. And, you know, do they have different prices based on the different pharmacies that they go to? Or are you just able to give them, you know, they go to their prescriber and are starting on a new blood pressure medicine, and you're just able to give them that information that, oh, this new blood pressure medicine is going to be you know, $10 when you arrive, just so they're, and that way they're not at the pharmacy, at the doctor going, oh, here's the new drug that the, you know, farm rep came out and it's, you know, Coreg CR, but you could take the, you know, generic for much cheaper. Or tell us a little bit more about the first part of the, how the transparent pricing works.
Yeah, absolutely. So our prescriptive AI pricing provides a pricing engine that's driven by artificial intelligence to help price the prescriptions more competitively. It also provides real-time reports and analytics. That pricing is based on proprietary competitive information. It also has, it's based on the pharmacy location like Kerrville and the medication itself. Mm-hmm. And then it helps the pharmacies find that profitability by almost setting guardrails, you know, from a profit minimum, profit maximum around that. I think that, you know, we all, and you may have mentioned it as well, see people that are on high deductible health plans. Mm-hmm. So having a way to provide a potential cash pricing solution can help not only that pharmacy, but also those patients. And it also hopefully saves time. Margie mentioned that she used to spend a lot of time trying to figure out what the right cash price was so that they didn't have to take those discount card programs that had a $10, $15 admin fee. That is hours of not only payroll, but of potentially lost opportunity to work with those patients. So by you know having this model implemented and integrated for them,
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense and certainly saves the pharmacy time and having to double check the pricing and what was the acquisition cost or et cetera. So
It does. And I have a lot of confidence in prescriptive when it comes to their pricing. It has taken a load off of my plate. I wear many hats here. You know, I am the pharmacy manager, but most of the time I am in the trenches, you know, filling prescriptions, working with customers. And Miranda mentioned something that I wanted to kind of elaborate on a little bit when she talked about high deductibles. Something I am seeing here in the pharmacy level is for these people that have the high deductible plans, some of their allowables are what they're charging the customer. It's crazy. I had I'll use omeprazole for example. I had an omeprazole the other day, and this one plan, it was all going to the deductible now, but it was over $100 for a 30-day supply. We all know that is just too expensive, and if I let that customer pay that, I wouldn't sleep at night because I care about my people. So what I did in this situation, I saw that price and I was like, oh gosh, I know they can't afford that. So I went out, talked to the customer and explained to them, this is what your insurance is charging you. And now, you know, it's going towards your deductible and I can do that if you'd like, because, you know, some people try to meet their deductible and then they, you know, have less out of pocket later, but most people never meet that deductible. But because of the prescriptive tool that I had, I was able to plug in the drug and the quantity and the strength, and it gave me a price.
Right.
So I gave the customer that option. I said, or we have a discount card that you can use, and this would be your price. And not only did I save the customer money, but it gave them trust in me that I'm looking out for them. And their bottom line, because times are tough for a lot of people, and being able to give them that savings and that opportunity, it gives them faith in us that we're looking out for them. And I can do that because of prescriptive.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for that example. That's really helpful. Okay. So it was mentioned that, you know, a lot of the discount cards have fees and you don't know about those fees until after you've already run those prescriptions through, and then you're getting, you know, that letter in the mail, like, oh, you owe this. Now, Miranda, how is prescriptive able to provide this service, or how are you all funded through this mechanism?
Thank you. That's a great question. You know, and just to add on to that a little bit, we are seeing as an industry, we're starting to see what I would call integrated discount card offerings into the PBM plan. So PBMs are starting to use some of the discount cards that are out there, and then the PBM is charging the pharmacy for that claim, but the discount card is also charging the pharmacy for that claim. I've talked to many pharmacies where they're calling it being double dipped on overall fees, which is unfortunate. So first off, we don't do that. we will never double dip. We have a very low admin fee that will, as of right now, not exceed $1.50. It depends on the different partnerships and programs that we have out there with different entities like Health Mart that Margie mentioned. But our average fee at this moment is $1 that's in the market. And that okay. is added on to the price of the medication. So for example, if we're returning a $10 price for lisinopril, mm-hmm. we would send back $11 instead, so that the $1 admin fee would not be subtracted from the pharmacy's profit, but instead would be passed along to the patient.
Got it. Okay. Helpful. Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of different ways to be able to help support independent pharmacies. Love hearing about ways that also can help know how to calculate like a best price and make that advantageous for patients. Is there anything else that I haven't asked that you want to let our listeners know about?
You know, I think that I would love to correlate the cost of medications with adherence. I think that we see as an industry that about 37% of patients skip filling a prescription because of its cost. Margie gave a couple examples, which were fantastic. But that correlation between not being able to afford their medication, fill their medication, and then subsequently take it, we are seeing that there's a direct cost of between $100 billion and $300 billion in potentially avoidable spending around the medical community. And not saying that a discount card is going to solve that problem, but I think we have to tackle the problem from all different angles. So if there's a way that we can overall improve price transparency and ensuring that the patient has the best possible price, it will help to further encourage that adherence of the different medications.
Yes, it's definitely helping with adherence. I can see it. Adherence is something that's really big in this pharmacy, and because our primary demographic is Medicare D, and that I can speak 100% that is helping with adherence, at least in this pharmacy.
Got it. Well, awesome. So one of the questions that I love to ask all of our guests, and I'd love to get both of your perspectives. So both of you started out your careers in pharmacy, worked your way up from a technician. What is some advice you would tell your younger self or for others out there who are just getting started in their career?
Oh, goodness. I'd tell myself or to anyone starting out is slow down and don't worry so much. You know, when we're younger, we go so fast and we worry about everything, you know, and I would, as I get older, I'm a little slower and I worry a little less.
That's really good advice, Margie. I wish I could give myself that same advice. I was,
thank you.
I was pretty, I don't know if aggressive or assertive or what word you would use in my early 20s. I really wanted to, you know, do everything and conquer the world. Mm-hmm. I think one of the pieces of advice I would like to give myself is to have more mentors. As a female pharmacy technician inside of pharmacy in the 90s and, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, there wasn't a lot of opportunity. I found some wonderful mentors that are still mentors to me today. I just found them probably 5-7 years later than I should have. So I think that it's really important to have mentors that you can just pick up the phone and say, what do you think about this? And then really listen to their feedback. I think that's really important.
That's great. Yes, that is.
Awesome. Well, I so appreciate both of you joining, and we love talking about women in leadership. I've had the chance to interview a lot of females in pharmacy. We've got so many women that go into pharmacy and to, you know, all of the different roles. And yes, how do we encourage more to go up in that leadership pipeline? And do have a book on that called How Pharmacists Lead. And so I love getting to hear from those women leaders like yourselves who have, you know, who have had successful careers, and then what they have to say for those who are just getting started. So it was such a pleasure to have you as a guest on the Talk to Your Pharmacist podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Talk to Your Pharmacist, produced by the Pharmacy Advisory Group. If you liked this episode, let us know by subscribing to the podcast, rating, and reviewing it. Share it with friends. And if you want to be a guest or know a pharmacist leader who has a great story to tell, connect with me, Hillary Blackburn, on LinkedIn and check out our Facebook page, Pharmacy Advisory Group, for updates on new podcasts. Thanks for listening.